Dan's Drive-In Double Feature presents 1 Minute with Night of Horror, Episode 12, Minute 12. Finally, we're out of the basement, although technically we are still in the basement because it's Steve telling the story, but let's not go too crazy here. We're all on a journey together. So let's learn and love and live. And the last minute, we did not see Steve, but we met Jeff, Susan, Colleen. I have called Susan Nancy at least once, and I will probably do that again. I'll mention that when I get into the main body of the thing. I don't know why I keep doing it, or do I? So we left off with those three outside the camper. Susan and Colleen are chatting. Susan's trying to get Colleen to change her outfit. Jeff goes inside to set down a bag and an acoustic guitar. And we had just cut to a sort of slightly awkward shot of the camper door ajar when this minute begins.
Why were you so late? You were supposed to be here an hour ago.
There was an accident on the freeway.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't worry. It was nothing. Just a lot of bent metal and police cars and people stopping to gape. Oh, by the way, Jeff, I hope you're driving. Your brother has been on the West Coast too long.
Of course I'm driving. Where's the accident?
Westbound lane, about 3-4 miles back.
Oh, great. That'll leave us another 30 minutes.
And I was more than a little impressed with my first glance of Colleen. The way the morning light hit her, the way she smiled, almost glowing, creating an inner light all of her own, I knew then that I definitely had to get to know her better.
Well, everything seems to be packed. Are you sure you brought everything, Colleen?
I think so. Unless we can take snowshoes.
Don't worry about your precious cat. It will be fine. Your mother's taking care of it. Now,
please, won't you enjoy the ambient noise on that minute? Wasn't that pretty fantastic? Now, I just want to back up and say that I went online onto the Night of Horror wiki page that has had a lot of contributors and has about 50 different separate pages located on it directly pertaining to Night of Horror. And I added a few more myself, but it does say that in the original script, Susan's middle name was Nancy. It was Susan, Nancy, whatever your name was. So, hey, I'm not going to argue with that. If I call her Nancy accidentally, it's going to happen. So we get the most action-packed, at least shot-wise, scene. The end of the previous minute, cut to that shot in the camper. We get that camper door for about 4 seconds. That's when Jeff leans out and says, "Why are we so late?" Then from 5 minutes to 19, we get a two-shot, not the same wide angle we were at previously. He's film 101. He's learning. He hops in. We get the two-shot with Susan on the left, Colleen on the right, and Susan saying, you know, about the accident, and you better be driving because your brother has been on the West Coast too long. Ha-ha! He was on the West Coast. So all that stuff, the basement he's in is a West Coast basement, and all that stuff about, oh, it was on the way, seems even less likely because he was driving from the West Coast to somewhere near Virginia. So, hey, I don't pretend to tell famous, you know, harmonica-playing guys where things are on the way in their life. So, let that one ride. 5 to 19 is them, the two-shot. And then it cuts back to Jeff as Susan is still talking. And Jeff is kind of doing a very exaggerated, And then when she says where it was located, he does that'll lose us another 30 minutes. And then it immediately cuts. And if you can hear in the audio, all that ambient forest street noise is gone. And you get just the voiceover. And you get the first shot of Steve. First time we've seen Steve in a minute and a half. No, wait. That's not right. It's the first time we've seen Steve in 2 minutes. Sorry. First time we've seen Steve in 2 minutes. And he's sitting in the driver's seat. And when he says, "When I saw Colleen, you know, I was very impressed." And the actor kind of does a, "Oh," face. Not an "oh" like a "oh" face, but an "oh" like a "oh yeah" kind of face, if you know what I mean. And then it cuts to his point of view for the 35 to 45 second of the minute, and it's Colleen kind of profile in the passenger side window, and you can see part of Susan's head in the rear view mirror, and it's Colleen there, and she's talking and she's smiling, and she looks fine. I mean It's not the most flattering profile, but she's looking okay. And then we cut back outside for around 46 to 50 is that shot on Jeff again, where he's saying, "You sure you brought everything, Colleen?" And then for the last 51 to the end of the 51 seconds of the end of the minute, we get that full-on widescreen shot of the camper, which the sort of the gross yellowness that's over a lot of the shots wasn't over most of the shots in this scene. They are in this one. I don't know if there was some problem with the camera. What, the wider they went, the yuckier the screen looks. I don't know what it is, but there you go. You get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 shots in 1 minute. They haven't done that yet, so that's pretty astounding. And of course, at the end of the minute, it looks like we might be getting in that trailer and getting out of there. So what do we learn this minute? We learn that Susan doesn't like the way Steve drives. And we learn that Jeff is even whinier right here. Just the way he talks to Susan. "Are you sure you have everything? Snowshoe is going to be fine with your mother now." And it's just, "Of course I'm driving." And it's just like, oh, Jeff, you're so whiny. Does Colleen have to put up with that all the time? And we get the bit about the accident. You do get some lovely Jeff faces, and Steve is great for his brief. I mean, Steve is literally only in this for 5 seconds, maybe, and you just see him kind of leaning against the window, driver's side door, and he does that, "Oh," and that's it. That's all you see, and he talks for like 10, 15 seconds. The light on her face was la la la. Oh my gosh, Steve, that's poetry. Poetry here, about 12 minutes into The Beautiful Night of Horror. This is a great minute because we are on the verge of the excitement. We are on the verge of the traveling montage. I don't know if it's going to be here in the next minute, but it's going to be here soon. It's something we can all look out for. Overall, the minute is most notable for learning about the West Coast, is where Steve is from. Learning about Steve's immediate interest in Colleen, and all of Jeff's whininess, and all the shots. And the shots are actually, it's all pretty nicely done. The cut from the first shot of Jeff to Susan when she's about to speak, there's a slight lag in there, but the rest of the time it's pretty good. Now the sound isn't doing anyone any favors, as you heard on the audio. And I think there is some digital foofer on the back of that, because this is coming from my own DVD-R of the movie that I have on VHS, so there may be digital stuff in the background. I'll try for the next one to see if maybe I can download it again and get slightly better sound, because there is a lot of digital in the background, which, as rough as the sound is on the VHS, that's actually not back there. So that's my undoing. So I can see if I can get better sound for next time. Although there are going to be a batch of minutes here where it's only going to be that piano playing. And you say, "Dan, what piano playing?" Like, guys, this piano.